Well, I must say, I feel young again. You know, if you spend your time mostly around students, as is in a fit of madness I'm currently doing, you feel impossibly old, right? I first started realizing I was getting old when I would hear kids say, "I didn't know Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings." And today the students say, "Who's Paul McCartney?" And if you show them a picture, they say, "Ew," right? But as I was listening to people yesterday reminisce, you know, Bob Riley and others, about having been at the first meeting 50 years ago, or one of the very early ones, Angelo said that, I got to feeling young again in this sense. Not just that I'm younger than them in the literal sense, but it took me back to my own recollections of that fateful year of 1964 in the Goldwater election and the founding of the society. I was in the first grade. I knew two things in the first grade. One is, I knew that my mother especially, but also my father, who was a volunteer for the Goldwater campaign, were crazy about Goldwater. And the second thing I knew was that he was going to win. I knew this because everybody in my neighborhood was for Goldwater. It was the reverse of the Pauline Kael comment, right? Because my hometown was San Marino, California. In those days, the West Coast headquarters of the John Birch Society, and our congressman was John Ruscello. His daughter was one of my classmates all the way through school. And so then the election happens, and morning after wise, as Bill Buckley used to say, my real political education began, because I knew two new things. One is, I was shocked, of course, that Goldwater had not just lost, but lost by a landslide. And so the two things that occurred to me were, the rest of the country might be different than San Marino. And second, clearly there's something deeply wrong with the rest of the country. Right. There's a great line of Whitaker Chambers in one of his letters to Buckley describing someone as conservative at the chromosomal level. That was me. So what do I know now, 50 years on? Well, as pondering the theme of the conference, the road ahead, freedom or serfdom, ? And came reluctantly to realize the answer was yes. That's actually what Pat Dineen said yesterday. I don't know if you're still here, Pat. I could have saved you a whole lot of trouble. Because that was really his presentation yesterday. I did sort of scratch my head and think, if this is an algebraic problem, it's clearly part of the Common Core math curriculum, right, where you can't. But I'll just say a couple of thoughts here. Dan Oliver said we need to change the game. That's a shorter contemporary restatement, I think, of Lincoln's famous comment that as our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. And there's a lot of things, Mitch Dechter mentioned a couple things, a lot of things that have gone wrong in the last 50 years. You can do an itemization. If there's one thing I would pick out on a very broad scale, big subject, could be subject for several whole Philadelphia Society meetings, it would be this. I'll just give you the headline. To a very large extent, we conservatives, are the inheritors and defenders of Enlightenment rationalism, because liberals have given up on it. I say it's a long story, and that's problematic in certain ways for all the defects of Enlightenment rationalism that Burke and others pointed out, but the right parts of it, or the usable parts of it, liberals have given up on. The left has given up on. They're actively hostile to it now. And I think in 1964, if I'd been in the fullness of thought, that's the thing I would have thought 50 years out would be the hardest or most unlikely thing to have happened, and yet that is what has happened. Predict the future, invent it. James Q. Wilson used to like to say, stop trying to predict the future. You can't even predict the past, of social scientists. So I don't know what 50 years out would be, but it seems to me that one, not the only one, but one important purpose of this society and people who think like us is to reacquire and reinvigorate the decent parts of the old Enlightenment rational tradition. Thanks very much.